good morning and welcome back in. And thank you very much for joining us. Going to get to positive points on aging in just a sec. Hey, Brian, remember we were just talking about that New York Mets general manager fired. They just fired him.
Yeah.
You knew it was coming.
He released a tweet this morning.
Yeah, there was no way that he was going to survive after what we just played for you on sports.
Yeah, poor guy.
Yeah, well, when you send out illicit pictures of yourself to a reporter, I'm sorry, but you're an idiot. So I don't, you know, like to see a young man's career ruined, but, you know, self-inflicted, to say the least. Anyway, good morning and welcome back in. Thank you for being a part of The Point, and now it's time for a positive point on aging. This is something we do every Tuesday morning with our good friends from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington, Marcia Clayman and Karen Pickard. And we've got Marcia in for her visit. Two ladies usually rotate coming in every Tuesday. Karen was going to come in today, but she's got a little bit of a migraine issue. So if you are listening, Karen, we hope you're feeling better, and we'll look forward to seeing you very, very soon. But as I said, we are very happy to welcome back our dear friend, Marcia. How are you? There you go. Sorry.
Brian, it's good to be back. And I hate it that Karen's not here today, because Karen has so much knowledge on what we're going to be talking about. And we're probably going to do a two-point series on this, because this is one of those subjects that there's always a lot of questions, but we want to just give you some basic information so that you can navigate it and go for it. Because I am telling you, from someone who has just gone through within 2 years of losing both parents, my father had everything down to a T, you know, making sure they had the power of attorney, that everything was done, funeral services were done, so that when we had to gather as a family and say goodbye to him, we really were very blessed that we did not have to deal with, would Dad have wanted this, you know, are we doing the right thing on this? And it has just been a blessing, and I want to help people to be proactive in getting these legal documents together that's going to help them down the road.
It is. There's just no comparison between the two sides of either having everything taken care of or having nothing taken care of. The stress that it can put on a family when you have not prearranged for anything and it goes south, either with someone who is not well and getting worse, and then hard decisions need to be made, and then the family starts tearing at each other's throats about, well, I think he would want this. No, I think he would want that. I think we should do this. I think we should do that. There's so much you can do to make life easier on your own children and grandchildren instead of having them go at each other's throats when you're not able to speak up for yourself.
And, you know, with Karen and I both being in the assisted living community, we have so many times where people will come to us and we ask for a power of attorney and they don't have it yet. And it's kind of like that. You've got to have it. You just turn around, leave here and go find a power of attorney and then come back to us, because you are making vital decisions for your loved ones in regards to, it could be a crisis situation. You know, we need to have that voice of reason so that when your loved one cannot communicate, you are their communicator. You are there for them to take care of matters.
Yeah, and I will tell you what, I'm not looking to hijack our session here, Marcia, but I will tell you, finding the right attorney to do this, it's not that hard, but if you don't get the right one, it could be a problem. If you do get the right one, I just did all this. The reason I'm saying this, I just went through this with my cousin Bob, I just got durable power of attorney. We got his living will done. We got everything done in order to make sure. I wanted to know exactly what he wanted and exactly what if this happens, how do we handle this? So I got an attorney who does some work with us here at the radio station, and that's all he works on is this kind of this type of law, Jesse Neer, in over in Lexington. And talking to him, you know what? This is a very intimidating thing that he made easy. Mm-hmm. So if you get the right attorney, it's not that stressful. I think the most stressful part about this might be what you came here to talk about, which is the talk. You know, I mean, because some parents are ready to have that talk, some kids are ready to have that talk, but a lot of times, oh no, I don't want to think about that. I don't want to. You got to think about it. It's going to happen. You know, we're all on the clock.
You know, and that's so true, Kevin, because I know the first time my dad had to go in for surgery, he gathered my sisters and I around. He wanted us to have that talk. He instigated it. And my two sisters just broke down immediately. You know, they didn't want to talk about it. And here, the baby of the family had to stand up and say, look, this is very important to him. It's important to us. Let's get, you know, take a few minutes, gather yourselves. Let's come back and let's talk, so that we were able to get it out. Because we truly believe that if you're not, you've got to be proactive, because if you have to react in a reactive state, usually it's a crisis situation and emotions are fogging it up and you're not thinking clearly. And then maybe you're getting too emotional and you just can't make up your mind. And that's not the time. You got to have it done in advance. You got to plan in advance. And Karen and I, neither one of us are attorneys. I feel like she's very, very knowledgeable in the elder law side. But we want families to understand the documents that they need to start looking at now. You can go online, you can read about it and see what you need to, you know, what kind of information you need. But today we want to talk about the documents. Next week, Karen's going to talk about what is an elder law attorney going to do for you. And there's like 10 different documents that they can help you with to walk you through this path of, you know, of getting all your legal documents together.
Well, when it comes to some of the basics that you want people to have, again, this is, I know this is going to sound melodramatic to some people, but I don't care if you're 35 years old. You should have these documents already done for yourself.
Think about it with COVID. Think about these young people. It used to be where it was, oh, well, this is going to be an elderly disease. No, it's not. Look at the people that have been affected by it and should be really paying attention right now about, what if I were to get COVID and I had to go to the hospital? All right, right there should be, right there is when the family needs to start gathering as quickly as possible.
Well, and again, I just look at it from a responsibility to my family. I don't want my bride, I don't want my children to have to make decisions that one day they might wake up in the middle of the night saying, why did I do that to my dad? Or why did I do, I want them to make this as easy as I can for my kids. So again, I'm 52 years old, but Lainey and I have been married now for 18 years. One of the first things we did when we got married is we went out and got all of this stuff set up just in case. And you know, it's so funny. I take this back. Remember the case back with Terry Schiavo, the young lady who got into a legal battle when she was basically comatose and couldn't make any decisions for herself, and she was in a vegetative state, and her husband and her parents got into this huge legal battle about letting her go or not letting her go, and there was, of course, she was in her early 30s. There was no paperwork on what she wanted, so it became a court battle, and it became a national court battle. You had governors, and you had Congress members getting involved, and all of this stuff, and I said to Lainey when we got married, because this was kind of going on around then, I was like, then God forbid this ever is a situation, but I don't ever want to see our family torn to shreds because people are trying to make decisions on what Kevin might have wanted. Here's what Kevin wants, okay? And so we got it done on paper. You can take so much stress off of your children or so much stress off of your entire family by just doing this.
You know, just having the right legal documents process can protect you and your loved one. And it helps to direct their wishes for the disposition of property, possessions after they die. It's going to save you time, money, family conflict, above
all. That's what I'm talking about,
You know what? I got to tell you, one thing my dad put in his agreement was that if there was any time that either my sisters or I, there was a conflict and we went to another attorney to try to fight it, everything was null and void.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
So it's made us get along so much better.
Yeah. Well, and again, you know, you'd like to think that most families are going to get along well and, hey, I get this and you get that and this, you know, but we've seen horror stories of people. Again, it's not a fun topic to go and say to your dad, who do you want to get this family heirloom? You know, I mean, it's tough, but it's better to do it then than let it be torn apart and let a judge decide.
Absolutely.
And then all of a sudden you and your siblings never talk for the next 10 years.
Right.
You know, is that really honoring your loved one, your father, your mother? Is that really what you think they wanted to divide their family because of something they left behind? That's not the legacy that their parents want to leave for their kids.
And honestly, you know, when my dad picked my older sister to be the power of attorney, I was relieved because she wasn't working. She's retired. She lived close by. She could spend more time and attention with him. And I had to trust her, which I always have. She's been a great big sister. But I'm just saying is, and I never had that feeling like, well, you must be dad's favorite and that type of.
Right.
That comes into play a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it does. We are headed toward the Fox Business Report. We'll go ahead and we'll get that for you right now. Then we're going to come back. We've got Marsha Clayman with us from Oakleaf Village. We're talking about these important documents that you need to know and the talk that you need to have. We'll come back on The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
Back to the Park Fireside Studios.
It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
So we're 10 minutes before 9 o'clock on The Point. Don't forget, coming up in just about 15 minutes, it'll be Courtney and Jeremy Sweet from Sweet HVAC coming your way as the host of the Home Advocate Hour. They do a beautiful job coaching you up on different things when it comes to protecting your home and not letting you get yourself ripped off. And they're just great people, too. Part of the family here at The Point, as is my good friend Marsha Clayman, who is hanging out with us. Marsha is a part of our family here, and she is half of the duo we know of for the Positive Points on Aging. She and Karen Pickard from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. So today's topic that we've been talking about is the talk, having the talk, turning the tables, having the talk with mom or dad or whomever about all the legal documents that need to be done and taken care of to protect them and to protect you so that it doesn't tear your family apart and there's no questions. Because one thing you mentioned right when we were running to the break, and I really think this part is important. A lot of times if we're in an emergency crisis situation, if somebody gets sick and you have to make fast decisions, what happens if, you know, there's three kids, one of them lives in Colorado, one of them lives, you know, in Maine, one of them lives here, and you feel like, listen, before we make this decision, I need to talk to my brother and my sister about what mom or what dad. You could solve that problem immediately by having that discussion now, having it all written down, documented what you want, and then all of a sudden, you don't have your brother calling you the next day saying, well, why didn't you call me? I did try to call you. I couldn't get you didn't answer, or I couldn't get, you know, I got your voicemail or whatever. I had to make a decision at that moment. Well, you could solve all those problems.
Again, as I hate to use the C word, it used to be another word, but now it's C word, is the COVID. You know, right. We all have to learn that anything can happen at any time, and let's be prepared to face it. Let's don't be in denial, which that's my favorite word, is denial.
Uh-huh.
But I just wanted to list the first six documents, okay?
Sure.
We won't be able to go into detail. We can continue this on. But anyway, there are six documents that I hope people will start to go research and get ready when you get ready to have that talk. The first one is a durable power of attorney. Very, very important. It's going to authorize the legal right to conduct all matters on behalf of that person. It becomes effective immediately once the document is signed. So you need to really have it together on who's going to be the durable power of attorney. The next one is the healthcare power of attorney. Some states will also list it as a proxy, healthcare proxy. Mm-hmm. This is so very important, Kevin, because especially if you're dealing with aging parents that are having chronic health issues, this will help ensure that your parents or your loved ones' wishes are honored once they cannot speak for themselves.
Right.
If you have a loved one that has a stroke and they can't talk, who's going to make the decisions for them?
Yeah.
You've got to have that in place because at any time, that could happen to any one of us. The third one, of course, is the living will. And it's a type of advance directive that can be discussed later, but it states the individual's wishes for the end of life matters. And that's when always people get a little, they get so emotional over that, but you got to have it together so that that makes that process right. A little bit easier during a time of, you know, of losing someone. The other one is do not intubate and do not resuscitate. As I was telling you during the break, is that it's always been DNR. Do you right. have a DNR? Do you right. have a DNR? And we have to have our residents sign off on if they want one or not, and their families or their power of attorney. But now we're seeing do not intubate. And why do you think that came up?
COVID, of course.
COVID,
yeah, because a lot of people are getting put on respirators
right.
now,
and they're not talking for a long time. Right. And so they, you know, you need to have someone that can answer the questions for you. The next one is a will or trust, and that's when it's a legal document. It's to dispose of property and possessions. That definitely needs to be drawn up by an attorney.
Absolutely.
It needs to be recorded.
Yeah.
The other one is the advance directive, And that's a collection of documents that includes a detailed written instruction regarding your individual's preferences for medical care and comfort at the end of life. And it speaks for the individual should they become incapacitated. And some of those details include, do I want to continue dialysis at a certain point in my life? Do I want to be put on a breathing machine? Do I want to be fed through a tube? Do I want to be an organ or tissue donation donator?
Right.
It also includes certain wishes, such as I want music being played as my last days. I want to hear James Taylor, you know, 24/7 or whatever your favorite is.
Yeah.
I want family members around me. I want them singing. I want them praying. I want them reading my favorite book. I want you to use soft blankets. I don't want to have harsh blankets.
Right.
Those kind of things are
important.
Make
someone as comfortable as you can and let them have what they want. I mean, their last dying hours.
You know, I want my dog laying next to me.
Sure. Yeah.
But anyway, the one thing about advanced directives, those can be done without an attorney. It just needs to be recorded. And there's a lot of hospice agencies have these books here in South Carolina called The Five Wishes.
Right.
And it's a wonderful book to go through with your loved one when you're having the talk and write down all these things. And it's recorded so the family members have it in the event that you're the power of attorney and something happens to you during this process, that you've got someone to step in also and take over.
Yeah. Well, and again, you got to find... For a lot of these things, you got to find an attorney. You know, don't just go and take a dart and throw it against
the
wall.
Pages,
yeah, in the yellow pages. Ask around to people you know that have been through this. Perhaps I already mentioned someone we have here at the radio station that has done work for both Fran Halloran and has done work for me, and that's Jesse Neer. You have others that you have recommended before, so they can reach out and they can talk to you or Karen over at Oakleaf Village, and you can steer them in the right direction. Also, the moral of today's story, though, is this might not be the most comfortable thing to do, but in the long run, you're doing a blessing for everybody in your family if you get this taken care of now, while mom, while dad is able to communicate what his or her wishes are. Because ultimately, you have to ask yourself, if you're in this for the right reasons, you're in this for as I see it, one is you're in this to try to make however long you have with mom and dad as special as possible and honor them with their wishes. And then secondly, is you're trying to avoid any potential conflict or added stress for you and your family when it hits the fan. And it will hit the fan.
Absolutely. I think especially with COVID being the hot topic every day,
yeah.
I think this is a perfect time to sit down with the family and have this talk. It opens up dialogue so that if in the event, and I think that once you do that, your loved one, the aging one, is relieved also because they don't have to worry about things. They know that you're going to take care of it.
Yeah. And again, I can understand. I mean, I've heard so many stories of people who are like, I don't know how to approach this with the family, or I don't know how to approach this with my mom or dad or things like that. Call and talk to Marcia and Karen. You know, let them steer you in the right direction. Let them tell you some of the experiences that they've gone through and what they've done. If people want to go ahead and get a hold of you, what is the best way for them to reach you?
Please call Karen or myself at Oakleaf at 803-808-3477. And one of us will get back with you. We even work on the weekends. I work on the evenings. If someone needs help, I'm always available to help them with resources.
Yeah, and let me tell you something that I love about Marcia and about Karen, and also about Oakleaf, because this is something that I think is important to mention. You know, Oakleaf Village sponsors this segment that we do, the Positive Points on Aging. You guys work over at Oakleaf Village. Everything that we have talked about has got nothing to do with steering you to, this is not like an infomercial for Oakleaf Village. This has all been information that we just want to make sure you know to help you when it comes to your loved ones and to make sure you know about going forward, because it might affect you at some point. That's all. And that's why I feel so, so proud of this segment and so proud of being associated with Karen and with Marcia here, because the two of them are just such compassionate, loving people and want you to be protected and want your loved ones to be protected. So thank you for
thank
what
you
you're
so
doing.
Much.
I really appreciate that. And they've just done a beautiful job. Now, if you do want to get a hold of them again over at Oakleaf Village, you can call them 808-3477. That is the number, 808-3477. Or you can visit them, oakleafvillagelexington.com. And that'll take care of business online. All right? Thank you, Marsha.
See you next week.
You bet. For Brian and Marsha, I'm Kev. Jeremy and Courtney are coming up next.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
From the Bart Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.